You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's check in on the NFL. We'll get back to the people momentarily. Music, please. Yes, Rico.
Michael, it's that time of the week.
What?
Top 10 QBs from last Sunday.
All right.
Or last weekend.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
All right. At number 10, new to the list, didn't even think I would ever be saying his name, Marcus Mariota.
I'm leaving. Okay. This tells you if Marcus Mariota gave you a top 10 performance, your league is a quarterback problem.
Marcus Mariota? Just say, my God. I was shocked.
Give me the numbers. Give me the numbers.
18 of 23 for 205 yards, two touchdowns, and a win over the Panthers.
He's got a new attitude. All
right, at number nine, Jordan Love. 24 of 33, 220 yards, three touchdowns, but the INTs. He had two INTs.
I wouldn't have him on there. The picks are a problem, and they damn near lost the game because of him. And he missed a 50-50 ball that would have covered the spread. Second to last play of the game. So to hell with Jordan Love. Let's go to number eight.
Sam Darnold, 22 of 27. He had a touchdown. He had a pick. He also rushed the ball for 39 yards.
And he also had a complete miscommunication with his receivers on the biggest play of the game, where two guys were lined up in the same damn spot on that third down.
What he just said, folks.
But this was a bad week for quarterback play. Rico cannot be asked to make chicken salad out of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right, because speaking of which, this guy put up big numbers, but once again, he had a lot of picks too. Baker Mayfield comes in at 7.
Oh, listen.
31 of 45, 370 yards, three touchdowns, two picks, and a loss to Baltimore.
And he lost both his top receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike Evans early with the hamstring. Chris Godwin may be done forever. I mean, he's had a litany of leg injuries.
I'm damn near the final play of the game.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to serve candy canes. His leg is explosion.
Yeah.
I love Baker. I do.
Yeah, I would have put Baker last because he killed his receiver. It was his fault.
How dare you?
Wow.
How about some decorum?
Okay. At number six,
Daniel Jones.
Not Daniel Jones, but Mike, you'll probably be hitting that drop when I tell you this. 18 of 28 for 207 yards and two touchdowns in a win. Geno Smith.
I give it up. It's an impressive performance on the road in ATL. They blew their doors off. He did his job. He played clean. I'm not going to slander him. I got it wrong. I thought he was done 2 years ago. Somehow he's still here.
Right.
And he always looks angry. It's like he hates everyone.
Maybe that's what fuels him.
Maybe.
The anger.
Maybe.
At number five, Brock Purdy. No, I'm kidding.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I'm just saying if you were listening.
Don't you dare. At POS.
26 of 37, 276 yards, two touchdowns in a loss to Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, Drake May.
If you watch that game, you hate your family.
I was not watching this in the audio room at the church this time. No.
No?
No way.
Wow.
What are you doing back there?
There's a system. There's
nope.
David.
Nope.
Not doing it. No. Nope. Not doing it.
Yeah, he was passing his AV cable around.
All righty now. Go. We're done.
Wasn't kid number two conceived in the AV room?
We're not doing this.
Is that why he's so smart?
Move on. Move on.
I think David
the
loves
Sabbath
women.
Does not stop David.
Wait, where's the new drop about women?
No.
No.
Next. Next. All right.
At number four, this one's for you. 16 of 29, 264 yards, two touchdowns, and he ran one in. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off the bench, but number one in your hearts, Russell Wilson.
Oh, David, hit the button. Come on now. No. You know the one. Mr. Dangerous.
Russell Wilson.
If he's a top five QB for this week, quarterbacks opted out of the week.
Thank you.
David, I thought it was a big mistake. I think he's your quarterback for the year.
Well, he was.
That team just looked different when he was there. So, just saying.
But, Barico, what it boils down to is you have to be unlimited.
Oh, that's true.
What an absolute weirdo. Unlimited.
Okay.
Go.
At number three. And there's a reason why he's at three.
Daniel Jones.
22 of Daniel Jones. Him and Brock Purdy tie for three. 22 of 25, 280 yards, two touchdowns. Negative four rushing yards.
Jared Goff. Mobile Goff season. Look, he's played at an MVP level. He's completing almost 74% of his passes. The last four games, he has guided 18 touchdowns for this offense to 16 incompletions. Think about that. Goff season, people. And for all you Hendon Hooker people, can it.
David, anything to say about
I think this is a fair spot to put him in. Knock him for the minus 4 yards. So, yeah.
And the reason why, because at number two, 21 of 33, 323 yards, two touchdowns, and he rushed for 1 yard. That'd be Josh Allen.
Ah. He hadn't thrown a pick yet.
Yeah.
He's really cleaned it up. He's playing responsible football. I got to see it in December. But he's in the MVP conversation with Goff and Lamar. And I know what you're doing at number one. Go ahead.
Woo! 17 of 22, 281 yards, five touchdowns, and he's really mobile. 52 rushing yards. Lamar Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
He's playing at an unbelievable level. He's got almost 2,000 yards passing, 18 touchdowns. Again, I mean, the fact that he turns into Dexter Manley in the playoffs and can't read a defense, that's fine.
You know what? We'll deal with that when it happens.
In the here and now, he's playing incredible football. He's well on his way to being considered for his third MVP. They sliced up Todd Bowles' blitz packages.
They did. Now, the honorable man, I thought Justin Herbert, but
honorable mention? How about Kyler Murray?
He was in there too, but Herbert had
a little tiny fella. He went out there and gave you a little 44-yard touchdown run. And he's so tiny, that takes 800 steps.
Just a bag. Wow.
44 yards when you're 2 feet tall? Pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter. It's like a little kid running down the field.
It's like you're talking to a kid. Oh, look at that little guy.
Remember Fred Flintstone, the cartoon, when he'd start his car? Mm-hmm. Woo, 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 woo. That'll be Kyler. He did it to your team the week prior. And it still looks like a child with an adult's helmet on.
Yeah.
It's like a Halloween costume.
Yeah. You know what? We're just going to hit it right there.
He actually is, Jim. He actually is.
But Herbert didn't throw for any touchdowns. He had 350 yards, and the game was just awful.
And they lost 17-15.
It was an awful game.
You score 15 points, you do not get on this list.
And that's why I said the honorable mention. So that's your top 10 list for week 7, 97-1.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.